Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
8:51 this Tuesday morning. Thanks for being with us. I am Tanner Schwent. Joining me in the Allo Communications studio is Havila Luis Bruno Lilly with Bruno Lilly Legal. You jumped all over this with the Supreme Court leak going on. First of all, our poll question today, is this a stain on the Supreme Court?
Well, I think it's a stain primarily on the Roberts Court. So he has been notorious for just sort of keeping everybody in line. I think recently in the last couple of years, he scolded some of the justices about speaking out too politically. So I can only imagine what's happening at the Supreme Court today.
Oh, I would love to be a fly on the wall in there. And this opinion, this draft of the opinion from Justice Alito, are you surprised it was leaked? I mean, this is normally we don't see any of this.
No, this is highly, highly unusual. I'm very surprised. I can't imagine that whoever did this is going to be able to remain anonymous, and they will probably be blackballed from the legal community.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's at the bare minimum, right? I mean, is getting blackballed from this because it seems fishy. And I told you that off air. It just seems fishy. And that's because now President Biden, as he talked about, can try and get the jump on this and get it protected through other ways, right?
Right. And that's the part that's most fascinating to me. In looking at Alito's reasoning, I was like, okay, yeah, I understand where he's coming from, regardless of whether or not I think it's the right outcome. But what this leak has effectively done is given Biden and all of his constituents an opportunity to legitimize us through pushing some type of legislation through Congress in a position where he has control of both the House and the Senate and could potentially legitimize us. So to some extent, people should be careful what they wish for.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting. And this is what drives me crazy. I had to catch myself a couple times. I'm not used to saying, you know, is this a stain on the Supreme Court? We see White House issues all the time, right? But this is so bizarre to me. I couldn't believe it. And here's the other thing that I think people need to tread a little carefully on. Politico is the only people who have legitimized and said, yeah, this is the draft from Justice Alito. The White House, President Biden even said that we haven't verified this yet. AP News hasn't verified it yet. What type of crap storm would that cause if this comes out and it's not verified and this wasn't a draft? That's a whole new world.
Yeah, I mean, then I wouldn't be surprised if Chief Justice Roberts comes out with some type of a statement, which, again, is highly unusual for him to make any type of statements at all. But given how this has transpired, if it's not a legitimate working draft, I think we will see him come out and make a statement pretty quickly. If it is a legitimate working draft, I think we'll see him come out and make some type of a statement about probably criticizing how this has played out.
Yeah, and this is just, you don't expect this from the Supreme Court, from the high court in this country. It seemed like it was the last standing pillar of, you know, liberty, justice, and there's a whole lot of issues in our justice system. There's no doubt, but the Supreme Court was just that last thing that you say, okay, it's still untouchable. It feels like that's been damaged a little bit.
It has, and I've always been a little bit suspicious as to whether or not that was the reasoning behind Roberts' decision to retire, is because you've sort of seen the chipping away at the integrity of the Supreme Court and how the justices have conducted themselves in the recent years. And I know that that has been something, again, that he has been really prideful about, making sure that everybody keeps their mouth shut, stays out of the politics, make sure that this stuff stays secret. And like I said, some of that we've just sort of seen a chipping away over the years.
Well, I think it starts with the confirmation hearings. I've talked to you a lot about this as well. Those are just a political masquerade. I mean, it's just yelling at, hey, why are you doing this? Like the fact that Brett Kavanaugh drank beers, right? That was so stupid to me. Cancun cruise saying that would define a woman. Like, it's just, I think that starts a lot of what we're seeing now.
I don't know that that's the shift, because we saw that with Clarence Thomas. We saw it with so many other justices, and we didn't sort of see this, again, chipping away at the integrity of the Supreme Court until recently. And so I'm not convinced that that is the thing that has shifted things. I think a lot of it probably is how society is interacting with one another. The hard part is what is the change now internally that is now causing these things to start coming out that weren't coming out before.
Right. Well, and you go back and look at, because we've always had a Supreme Court with differing opinions on things, but you go back and look at it, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Justice Scalia, they used to, argue like crazy, but then they'd go and grab dinner afterwards. And that, I guess, that fundamental aspect of our society has gone away in a lot of portions. I just couldn't dream of the day that it hit the Supreme Court, and that's what it feels like has happened.
And it's hard because I as an attorney, respect that, right?
Yeah.
I have a judge that issues a ruling that's not what I think is the correct ruling, but I read the opinion and I say, okay, the legal analysis is sound. I don't necessarily agree with the outcome, but I can understand how the judge got there. You can respect that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a lot of what Scalia and Ginsburg had, is this mutual respect of, look, I don't agree with your outcome, but your legal reasoning is sound and I can respect that. Unfortunately, I think we're starting to see we're getting away from that,
yeah.
And I hope that we don't get too far away from that.
Talking with our legal expert here, Havilah Louise Bruno Lilly with Bruno Lilly Legal, and what is to come here? I mean, with a statement from the Supreme Court you kind of mentioned here, but this is expected to be ruled upon in late June or early July when the official announcement comes out. You're going to see just an upheaval and a bunch of people trying to pass legislation in the states and things of that nature. What do you expect?
I think we're going to see a big push from the Biden administration to get something legitimized well before this opinion comes out. I also think that we're probably going to hear something from Chief Justice Roberts one way or another about what has happened.
Yeah. Well, we'll have more of this Thursday morning at 8:35. Thanks so much for stopping by, Havilah.
Of course. Thanks, Tanner.
Of course. And, we'll have more of that coming up next. It's Writer Than You here on KFKA. It will be interesting. I think that this is certainly a stain on our nation's top court, and it's sad. It's appalling. And this is, the people who are pounding their chest about this is journalism. Is it? I mean, is this for the betterment of our country? Because at the end of the day, I don't give a damn about your clicks. I give a damn about this country. So we'll discuss this more as well throughout the rest of this week. This has been NoCo Now, presented by the J9 Agencies. Thanks to Angel Padilla for the production work today. Ryan Kelly back there helping him out as well. You can listen to the show on 1310kfk.com if you missed any of it. Writer Than You next, Clark and the Coach, the whole show, and then the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary all coming your way. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Northern Colorado. Have a great rest of your day.